seated. So, I hope you had the opportunity to read Ephesians this week, at least once, maybe a couple of times. As I was preparing for today, I read Ephesians quite a bit, and I said last week that I was going to pray a lot about this week. I guess that's kind of relative. I don't feel like I've satisfied that commitment, but I'm very excited about this. I was kind of back and forth, even like this morning. I mean, just real talk for a second, okay? Like, you know, we've got more than usual visitors, and I'm like, wow, the one time that I don't have a sermon. And I thought, you know what? What is a better message than the Word of God? And so, luckily, I'm not going to hopefully get in the way of the Word of God. And this is the thing. If we believe what we say we believe, and we desire to do what we've been called to do, how do we get there? The transformation that is indicative of being a Christian, that is about the work that a Christian is commanded to be about from God. If we're going to be able to do that work, excuse me, we must have the transformation that comes from the Holy Spirit working on us through our study of the Word. If we want to be spiritually mature without reading the Word of God, it's just not going to happen. When we read the Word of God, that's meaty. And whenever I study the Word of God and just share something with you, I don't think that that's quite as meaty. I think that's a little bit more milkish. Because when you're spending time digging through the Word and studying what is the heart of God, like Dario just prayed, what's the will of God? You know, I want to know Him more. I want to look more like Christ. How is that going to come? That's going to come from our time in the Word, our time before the throne, and our time of denying self, taking up our cross and following Him. Without the Word of God, without the Holy Spirit, and the transformation that comes from the renewing of our minds, it will not happen. With that said, if you do not have an insert this morning, please, honestly, just raise your hand for a minute, because I want you to get the most out of this that you can. So if you didn't grab a bulletin, you don't have an insert, just raise your hand. I got a couple more coming. Matter of fact, I need one, Tommy. Okay, now, as those are coming around, and Tom, you might need to run a couple of more, sir. As those are coming around, I really want you to have this, and here's the reason why. The epistle that we're about to read is the answer or the response to a situation or a question. Okay, and so I can give you an answer, but if you do not have the question, the answer is not going to be quite as powerful. Does that make sense? Until you have the question, and this is the way with any type of knowledge, until you've got the question, it's really tough to learn. So instead of doing some kind of didactic lecture where I'm talking to you, what I want to do is I want to try to recreate the first century. I want to try to recreate what it might have been like to be in the Ephesus congregation when this letter from the Holy Apostle Paul was written or read aloud. And so you can follow along in your word, in the word, in your sword. You can follow along. I'm going to be reading from the NASB. So if you don't have the NASB, it's going to be like any other time that somebody reads it from a translation that you're not reading. But what I would ask you to do is perhaps just listen. And I'll do my best to read it for what it says. I'm not trying to deceive you or trick you. I'll do my best to try to read every single word of Ephesians this morning. And I'll try to read it in a way that you can hear it well. But I would ask that you look at these questions And as I'm reading, maybe write down where you think these questions are being answered. Maybe write down a couple of questions you think he's answering that I did not write. And please write down the things that jump out to you as you listen to the Word of God spoken. Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Have you ever prayed, I wish I had more faith? God, help me to have more faith. I pray it. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, hearing by the Word of Christ. If you want more faith, we got to get in the Word. If you want more faith, please listen close as I read through the epistle to the Ephesians. Hear for some of these, or listen for some of these answers. What has God the Father done for us? How big of a part did Jesus play in my salvation? Are Jewish Christians better than the Gentile Christians? How am I supposed to live as a Christian? What unifies me? Why should I be unified with the rest of the believers? Is each person important in the church or just the gifted ones? What should I do with my past life and my past companions? How can we achieve unity? How does my Christianity affect my family and my professional relationships? Will the devil continue to try to pull us away from God? If you hear the answer to other questions, write that question down. And legitimately, share it with me. I want to know God more. I want to understand the Scriptures more. As I was reading through this over and over and taking different methods and different approaches with how I did this this week, this has been a fabulous study for me. Matter of fact, I'm going to continue to do this. I'll probably do it for the next 3 weeks. Not Ephesians, but next week I'm going to do Philippians, then I'll do Colossians, and then I'll do Galatians. Now, Philippians and Colossians are both 4 chapters. So as I ask you to please read with me the book of Philippians this coming week, please work this exercise as well. Write down what questions are being answered in the book of Philippians. This is how we grow. This is how we learn. This is how we're transformed by the renewing of our minds. That's where I want to be. I want to be a church that when an apostle or Jesus refers to this congregation, I would want them to be proud. I'd want them to be able to write about the work that we're busy about, the love that we have for all the brethren. We've got to be transformed by the Holy Spirit to be who we've been called to be. I'm going to say a quick prayer and then we're going to get into it. Jesus, I pray that this time that we spend in your word, that it would be so rich and so powerful. I pray that you forgive me for the silly thought of not having a sermon today and just reading the word. God, how awesome of a privilege for us to be able to read your holy, inspired, divine word, the word that transforms, the word that equips, the word that it strengthens and encourages. How amazing that we can read your word. God, may we come to your word and bow before it and bow before you and what it is that your word is, because it's not I'm talking about a Bible, God. I'm talking about you. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Lord, I pray that we would know you, that we would press into you, that we would be excited about you. Lord, that we would be eager to hear the Word, and not just a message or not just a commentary, but God, we would be hungry and we would be thirsty for you, for righteousness, for truth. Lord, I pray that you would put that hunger and that desire on our hearts and our minds, that this morning, that it would be very profitable, that we would produce fruit, God, from this morning. But as we study through Philippians, preparing for next week, Lord, I pray that you would open up our eyes and our minds to understand the goodness of your love, God, that we would understand the depth. Lord, that we would understand you, your purpose, your desire, God, your kindness, your grace, your justice. Please be with us as we read this, Lord. I do pray that this would be a time that magnifies you, that magnifies the Word of God, and Lord, that brings you honor and glory. Help me not to get in the way of this. In Jesus' name, amen. If you will, listen along. If you follow along, great. Please, let this impact you. This is the Word of God, a letter from Paul to our brothers and sisters some 2,000 years ago. A little less than 2,000 probably. Let it impact us like it impacted them. Some things might have been specific to them, but some things are absolutely eternal truths that cross the bridge into the 21st, into 2019. All right, here we go. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are at Ephesus and who are faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before Him. In love, He predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the kind intention of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, which He freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In Him, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace, which He lavished on us. In all wisdom and insight, He made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His kind intention, which He purposed in Him, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth. In Him also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to His purpose, who works all things after the counsel of His will, to the end that we who were the first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of His glory. In Him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in Him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession, to the praise of His glory. For this reason I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus which exists among you, and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you, while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might, which He brought about in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And He put all things in subjection under His feet and gave Him as head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them, we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved,
and raised us up with Him and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come, He might show the surpassing riches of His grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. Therefore, remember that formerly you, the Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by the so-called circumcision, which is performed in the flesh by human hands, remember that you were at that time separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For He Himself is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall by abolishing in His flesh the enmity, which is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so that in Himself He might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross, by having put to death the enmity. And He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through Him we both have our access in one Spirit to the Father. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus Himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace, which was given to me for you, that by revelation there was made known to me the mystery, as I wrote before in brief. By referring to this, when you read, you can understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to His holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit. To be specific, that the Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body, and fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel, of which I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given to me according to the working of His power. To me, the very least of all saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ, and to bring to light what is the administration of the mystery, which for ages has been hidden in God who created all things, so that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which He carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and confident access through faith in Him. Therefore, I ask you not to lose heart at my tribulations on your behalf, for they are your glory. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. Now, to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as also you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led captive a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. Now this expression, he ascended, what does it mean except that he also had descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is himself also he who ascended far above all the heavens, so that he might fill all things. And he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. As a result, we are no longer to be children tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming, but speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted together and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. So this I say and affirm together with the Lord, that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk, in the futility of their mind, being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart, and they, having become calloused, have given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity with greediness. But you did not learn Christ in this way, if indeed you have learned, or if indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him, just as truth is in Jesus, that in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. Therefore, laying aside falsehood, speak truth, each one of you, with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry, and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil an opportunity. He who steals must steal no longer, but rather he must labor, performing with his own hands what is good, so that he will have something to share with one who has need. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification, according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. But immorality or any impurity or greed must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. And there must be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know with certainty, that no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not partake with them, for you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead, even expose them. For it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light. For everything that becomes visible is light. For this reason it says, "Awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation. But be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. Always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God, even the Father. And be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, he himself being the Savior of the body. But as the church is subject to Christ, so also the wives ought to be to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her, so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy and blameless. So husbands ought also to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ also does the church, because we are members of his body. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is great, but I am speaking with reference to Christ and the church. Nevertheless, each individual among you also is to love his own wife, even as himself. And the wife must see to it that she respects her husband. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Slaves, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in the sincerity of your heart as to Christ, not by way of eye service as men pleasers, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will render service, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatever good thing each one does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether slave or free. And masters, do the same things to them, and give up threatening, knowing that both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no partiality with him. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm
against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day. And having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, in addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints, and pray on my behalf that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in proclaiming it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that you also may know about my circumstances, how I am doing. Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will make everything known to you. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, so that you may know about us and that he may comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who loved our Lord Jesus. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ with incorruptible love. Amen. I hope that you wrote some things down that jumped out to you. I request that you would read this again and allow those things that jumped out to you, investigate them, explore them. This is what it means to be transformed by the Word of God. It means that we're in the Word of God, that we're meditating on the Word of God, we're thinking, we're obeying the Word of God. This is what it takes for us to become more Christ-like and less like the world. We need to know Him. We need to obey Him, love Him, and we need to live like Him. I hope this was a blessing to you. We're going to do Philippians next week. Read it. Write down what questions you think are being answered. Write down what things are jumping out at you. And I already had somebody last week text me or call me or something about what was jumping out to them in Ephesians. That blesses me. Call me, text me, email me what you're learning and what you're seeing and what the Lord is doing in your life and in your heart as we're really pouring over the Scriptures this month and forever. If there's anything that the Holy Spirit has stirred up in you that you would love to come and pray about or talk to someone, or my friends, if you're not a possession of God through obedience to the gospel and having been immersed by the authority of Jesus Christ into the forgiveness of your sins, we're going to sing a song. Please come talk to us. That is the most important decision that you'll make. God bless you.